Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Nightwise, and on the other hand, on the other side of the world, and on the other side of my handset, because I'm actually recording this in the car over Skype while having a massive cup of coffee, is my good friend and co-host of the AGP podcast, and also a regular guest and aficionado on Nightwise.com, Katie Murray. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Nightwise. I'm doing pretty well. I hear we're here to talk about one of our little side projects.
Yes, and this sounds like a commercial for steak knives. Hey, Bill, what do you have there? Well, now you ask it, I have steak knives. Yes, we plan to do this show to talk about something that we are working on and that we need the community's help for. Basically, we want to write the ultimate social media promotion tool that helps podcasters and website owners and everybody who works with social media help to get their point across to a plethora of social media networks 24/7 without being a pesky spammer.
Yes. So basically what we're saying is we're trying to build a white hat spam bot.
That's a good one. A white hat social media spam bot. I'll put it into context a little bit. All you guys know that I am a podcaster, been so for a couple of years, so is Keith. We are both bloggers, and there's only one downside to being a blogger and a podcaster is that you have to promote your shows. So you have to keep your social, your listeners entertained. And how do you do that? Well, you post your shows to social media. Well, that's nice, but we have day jobs and lives. So there is more, to do every day than just see that we can promote our posts to social media. The other downside is that I sleep when many of my listeners are awake. I live in Belgium. We have a terrible time zone lag of between 6 or 9 hours, which makes for crazy recording schedules like 8 a.m. in the morning while having massive coffee. And what's your time over there, Keith?
We're just coming up on 11 o'clock at night. So I'm really ready for bed, and Nightwise is having coffee. And yeah, so that's part of the part of the challenge, is this global distribution of social media followers. I know I have followers from pretty well every time zone, except for the ones that are only over water, if there are any.
Yep. And then there's the question of how do you reach these? How do you communicate your points across to all of these people? There is one tagline I always use, and that is, let technology work for you. And what I started noticing when I wanted to really engage with my audience is that I was working for technology. I was doing nothing more than trying to Twitter at the craziest of times and reposting stuff to because there's some Facebook listeners out there. There are people on Google Plus, and it's just a drag. I think all of us have interesting links that we want to share when we're on our RSS readers. So what do we do? We share. And then you basically blow out this blob of links in a very short period of time. And everybody who's outside that time field doesn't see it because it gets lost in the stream.
And everybody who is online at that time gets spammed.
There you go. So what we are looking for is a white hat spam bot script that posts social media content that you have pre-curated to the social medias, because I want to be able to do different channels, at a time slot where you wanted to. So it has to be, be able to be scripted and timed. And that's what we want to do.
So over the last couple of months, actually, it's probably been 3 or 4 months now since we really started thinking about this project. There's been bits and pieces. of the solution that have crept forward. And really, it boils down to wanting to be able to time things at specific intervals, at being able to separate content out into specific streams. Some of them are going to be, you know, like I say, blog posts and podcasts. Some of them are going to be, as Nightwise said, sort of links curated from your feeds. And being able to distribute them out at such a time that it seems, I don't want to say it seems natural. We're not trying to fool the world into thinking that we're online when we're not. But what we want to do is sort of sprinkle these posts out throughout the day rather than pounding down a huge big glut of them all at once. And also being able to put this content to Twitter and to Facebook and to LinkedIn and to really any other Google Plus. Of course, I forgot about all the almighty Google Plus, and you know, and anywhere else. I mean, Identica or anywhere else that any people, you know, have a following, and you want to be able to promote some content or promote what you're working on. So,
and what we basically also want to do is use that content to get a conversation started, and then pick up on that conversation when it's starting to go, and when you're awake. You know, this is not an automated drone. This is a butler who takes care of this for you, so you can pick up the conversations with your community as they start to happen.
So what we started at this point, to get into a little bit of the technical details, and I don't want to make this all about the tech that we've chosen to this point, because, well, quite frankly, it's negotiable. The ultimate goal here is to end up with a solution that is automatable, that is cross-platform, that is schedulable, and will interact with all of the necessary social media that we need to get interacting with.
And will receive its inputs from other services, like, for example, using the power of the internet, like, for example, If This Then That or something like that.
Right, yeah. We don't want to necessarily restrict input to one specific thing. Like, right now, we basically have two input streams, and that is flat files being generated by If This Then That, and RSS feeds from blogs and or podcasts.
Now, the preliminary work on this script has been done. We are standing on the mighty shoulders of Lord Drachenblut, who, together with me a couple of years, I think it's over 2 years ago, helped me make the proto version of what we're working on right now. What we did was we took start items from Google Reader, had If This Then That, post those into a flat file, and have the script take the top line of that file and post it to Twitter and Facebook at a certain time. And because this was the head of the file, we tongue-in-cheek, no pun intended, with tongue-in-cheek, because we called it Give Head. When Google Reader went away, we had a serious problem, because the ability that we wanted to perform didn't really exist anymore. Hence the need to take this up a notch, because we tried to rework it in the new era without Google Reader, but we are now at a point that what we need is something more than just the basic proto Give Head script that Lord Drachenblut came up with.
So now we move into the next part. Where we are right now, we have about 150 lines of Python that will do the basics of pulling items out of an RSS feed and punting them to Twitter. That part of the script is pretty well finished. What we would really like is if there are members of the HPR community who are interested in coding, or who are interested in this project, or have thoughts, suggestions, or best of all, time, to get in touch with either Nightwise or myself, and let's go play some open source games and see if we can't build ourselves a White Hat spam bot.
Now, this White Hat spam bot will be open sourced, so this will come back to the community and will be an open source script. To give you guys a big picture of what we're going to do, I'm basically going to list up my requirements, because in this cooperation between Keith and I, Keith has been the brains and the code, and I have just been the pesky, whiny podcaster who is basically awake when everybody else is asleep. What I want to do is I want to have two things done. I want to have my RSS feed of my website being scanned by the script, so it takes out the description of the show and the link to the show and a small piece of text. Then I want to be able to star a couple of items in either RSS readers or God knows what, or select a couple of items and have those titles and links exported or brought to a flat text file, and I use if this then that for that. So it's very easy in if this then that to set up a rule that creates a title of a post and a link to a post, either or not, with some text addended, like I found this link, link to the post, title of the post, and post that into a flat file, for example, on Dropbox. And this is where our script is going to begin. It's going to begin with an RSS feed that is online and has to be read and parsed, and with a flat file that is constantly updated by a different script and that contains links and articles. So this can also be promotional tweets that you have written up in advance and that you want the script to pick and post. Posting needs to be done to Twitter, to Facebook, and to Google+. You can post to Twitter using the API or an app, to Facebook using an email address, and to Google+, you can also use an email address to post to Google+. And if you want to know how to do that, there is a good description by Door-to-Door Geek on how he does that. So basically using the API from Twitter and the ability to email to two addresses, one for Google+, one for Facebook, we can spread out those messages to the three major social media channels.
So that pretty well sums up what we're trying to accomplish with this project. It's something that it seems real super simple on the surface. We're finding it's a little deeper than we originally planned. And one of the things that we have to avoid as we move through the project is continually trying to throw features in before the basics of the script are done. The first version of my rebuild that I did with Nightwise a few months ago had tons of features and didn't work. So that's why we sort of simplified things around this time around, have gone to some pretty bare bones, some Python implementation, and are moving forward with that now. So, if you're interested, if there's any interest in that, please hit up Nightwise, nightwise.com, or on Twitter is Nightwise. You can hit me up, kdmurray@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter as well, kdmurray. And we're looking forward to finding some collaborators in the HPR community. Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
No, I hope that many of you have, both listeners and coders are going like, yeah, it would be cool to have something like that, because I'm amazed that there is nothing out there that basically does what we want it to do. So I hope you see the benefits, that you see the challenges and the opportunities to work on this, because it's a very interesting project, and this is a call out to the most powerful collective hive of coding brains out there. So I hope that we get your response.
All right. Thanks, Nightwise. Yeah, I should probably let you get your workday started, and I'm going to try and find my pillow.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to work. I just finished coffee. See? Now, if I tweet something, Katie's going to be asleep. And when Katie tweets something, I'll probably get it the next day when he's asleep. It's not logical. So we need to fix that. And anybody who comes up with a fantastic name for the script gets bonus points.
All right. Thanks, anyways.
See you guys. Bye. Bye, Keith.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.
Hi, hacker. 3, 2, 1. Stop laughing.